Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Dr. Heather Libby with the Knoxville Public Library about College 101. Knoxville Public Library hosting a College 101. Just a little information for a lot of kids getting ready to take that next step. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so coming up this Wednesday, August the 8th at 6 p.m., Cameron Ryan and I will be hosting College 101. The idea was first-year students, or soon-to-be first-year students, are getting ready right now, packing, figuring out who their roommates are, and those nerves and the excitement is ramping up. And so we thought this could be a really nice opportunity just to get together and talk it out, right? Ask whatever questions might be on your mind. Do you have to buy the books for the class? They're expensive. Is it actually a good idea to go to office hours? What do you do if you hate your roommate? So on our panel, right, we've got Cameron, who is an experienced college student, ready to share her knowledge and experiences. And I'm coming at it as a former professor, so I can give you the teacher's perspective on that.
Kids coming in, what should they know? Just some very general things about what they're going to learn. Like, you mentioned some specific things, but it's a very stressful time, and many of them kind of going into it with no knowledge beforehand.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's stressful and it's exciting. There's a whole lot that you've got to manage, both on the educational front and the social aspect. Maybe you're introverted and you're worried about making new friends or learning how to mesh with your roommate, speaking up in class. And then there's all these other things about working out your class schedule, or what if you don't have time to, you know, get from one class to the other? Or how do you email your professor? What do you call your professor? It can be confusing. What's the difference between a TA and an instructor and a professor? Do you call them by their first name? Do you call them doctor? Really whatever is kind of floating through your mind, keeping you up at night. We hope that you'll come and we can talk this out. And with that in mind, we actually would hope that any current college students or recent college students come and share your experience too.
And this is geared towards students heading into their first year of college, but I would think this would probably be applicable to juniors and sophomores as well, just to get that information as quick as possible.
Exactly. We ran this last year and we had a really fun time, and we were pleased that not only did we have some who were heading off to school, but actually we had quite a few who were still in high school and kind of looking forward to that. So there's a lot to think about when you're trying to decide where am I going to go and how do I choose and all of that, but the sooner you start thinking about it and talking to people about it, the better.
Talk about what the program did last year and what you think you accomplished and how much you want to replicate that or add to it from last year.
Cameron and I had a lot of fun. We were a little surprised actually at how many younger students we had come. That was great. More who were actually just at those early stages of how do I start planning, for applying to schools and where am I going to find scholarships and money and how am I going to fund all of this? And those are good, legitimate questions and definitely come if those are on your mind. Our thoughts with this might be a little more, now I'm in and what do I do, right? Which is a different stage, but depending on whoever comes, we'll do our very, very best to find you the answers that you need, or we can always continue to plan other similar programs.
All right, talk about some of the topics that you're going to cover and what kids will be able to learn about.
Sure. I mean, there are a lot of categories that we could cover. We could cover social life. What if you don't get along with your roommates? How can I make friends? Am I going to need a lot of money for midnight pizza runs, things like that? How do you manage it all? Budgeting, packing, homesickness. Health and safety issues are important to cover. What do you do if you're feeling overwhelmed, really stressed out? What do you do if you're sick? I mean, when do you go to health services or not? How do you handle things like sexual harassment? How to interact with your professors? What do you do if you have to miss class? How do you figure out who your advisor is? Or what if your advisor is no help? Is there anything that you can do? Is it annoying to ask for extra credit? Do your professors hate that? how to email your professor. Generally, hey, dude, isn't a good starting, you know, all right, can I text them? What do you want to do if you want to change your major? Things like that.
All right, and one final time, just give the details about what this is, when it is, and who should come.
Thank you. It is Wednesday, August 8th, 6 p.m. We'll go, the library closes at 8, so 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, however long you guys need to talk. Hopefully we see a lot of just recently graduated seniors getting ready to go. I mean, it'd be just fun to see you all one more time before you head off. But really just anybody who is interested in this topic.
Thanks to Dr. Heather Libby for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.